A bit of a cold, unfortunately, for this last show, so you guys are gonna have to listen to a grovelly, uncomfortable voice. But hopefully it will be better as the night goes on, as I get used to it, but we shall see.
Yeah, as we get closer to 2 a.m you'll feel just perfect.
Oh yeah, of course. It'll just click right back into what it should be. Really quickly, this is Mooms with Bowie. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Trying to teach Bowie.
I'm learning. Apprenticing, if you will.
Yeah, we're trying to get a new, you know,
radio
player up here. See what happens, but she's a little nervous. All right, you guys. Tonight we have final show of Four Mooms and Loose.
Yeah.
You will actually be hearing from Luce tonight. I know, it's been a long time since I played that girl's voice. But you'll hear from her some knowledge, some wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, we have a pretty good show lined up for you guys. We're going to try to knock it out in an hour. We're hoping that we'll have a little bit extra time to finish everything off. But we'll see. The show's theme tonight is a final goodnight moon.
Yeah.
And if you listen to my show at all, you'll know what that means. We're playing a lot of, I don't know, I think we decided on, how would you describe it?
You're going to feel every one of these songs, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
A lot of music we've been listening to lately.
Yeah, a little bit too much probably.
Probably. Stop looking at me.
We'll probably talk about a couple of them as they're going in, so this will not be a totally silent show. Sorry to all those studiers out there. But hopefully we'll keep it calm, and it'll still be enjoyable. Yeah, trying to make you feel something. Kind of saying goodnight to the campus and to the year that we're in.
Should be pretty chill, though.
Yeah, should be calm.
Nothing too crazy.
You might cry.
I know I will.
We're going to cry.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just a couple of songs to tide you over. We're going to start out with some Maya Hawk, just to get the ball rolling. Some Lizzie McAlpine for all the fans out there. And then a pick from Bowie herself, Moon River by Frank Ocean. Do you want to give any background on it, or are we just going to go right into it?
Let's go right into it.
Yeah, we're playing some Mitski right after that, and then some Delaney Bailey, and then we'll probably come on here, talk to you about Leith Ross. But that's the lineup for right now. Don't cry too much, I guess, if you're studying somewhere. I'm kidding. Yeah. That'll just be us, probably.
Choke back the tears. Focus on the homework.
Yeah. Don't let it drop onto the test. All right. Well, we will see you guys soon.
Wish I was not afraid of all I have that's broken. I know I must behave to contain all my emotion, but I want to love a boy the way I love the ocean. Like a hidden cave, I am always open. But still hoping, I have a feeling, a terrible fear encroaching, that I'll never love a boy the way I love the ocean. I ask why it's better to speak than it is to die. Nobody can. I wish someone had told me. I was born yesterday, and I'm still wet, still soaking. And I want to love a boy the way I love the ocean. The way I love the ocean. The way I love the ocean.
I saw your name on a street sign in the middle of nowhere, and that has to mean something. I know your zodiac sign, me and Leo's get along great, and that has to mean something. for some reason you're not here, and I refuse to believe that means something. I felt the way that you hugged me when I was broken inside, and that has to mean something. I felt the way that you kissed me when we got too drunk that night, and that had to mean something.
Something, something.
And for some reason you're not here, and I refuse to believe that means something. Every time I think too much, it ends up crazy, but I don't know how to not think about you. Every time I trust my gut, I think I'm crazy, 'cause I don't know how to put my trust in you. That I wrote another song about you.
One, two. Such a crazy world to see. We're all chasing after all the same, chasing after all the same. River, wider than a mile,
thank you.
Hello, everyone. I feel like we started off strong, a good strong four songs. Moon River was a great one. Apparently the people who came before us, who had an amazing show, by the way, talked about Turning Red. If you guys heard, go watch Turning Red. It's such a good movie. It's like one of the best coming-of-age films. No one talks about it. It just brings you right back. But apparently they played East River, or they played, sorry, Moon River, in their set as like sort of a going away to the seniors. How did you feel about that?
No, yeah.
You feel kind of like, I feel like that kind of matches.
It totally makes sense. Yeah. It's such a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our show today is a lot about emotion and a lot about feeling. And I feel like a huge part of feeling is pain and also the sort of love that you have for, this sounds very strange, but in a way you sort of love feeling pain or feeling strong emotion because it means that you're feeling something. And in a way it's good to get overwhelmed by emotion because it feels terrible, but it also feels good. And
better than feeling nothing.
Yeah, better than feeling bored. And in a way, like, being completely overwhelmed by a song is very similar to being completely overwhelmed by getting broken up with or getting a bad grade or someone that you love in a worse, much worse way, but someone that you love dying, you know? Like, everything kind of feels like this almost just screamingly overwhelming emotion, and I feel like music really communicates that.
Yeah, people talk about like music washing over you. Moon River washes over me.
Yeah, Valentine, Texas, the last one by Mitski, that one hits me like a bus. And I think that that's one of the best things about music is you can kind of imitate emotion with it. But one big emotion is love, and I feel like someone in this room, not Bowie, sometimes Bowie, but someone else in this room, not really in this room, but there are some words from someone who would like to speak. Do you have anything you want to say before she goes ahead?
Let's let her talk on.
Let her speak on. All right. These are some words from Luce. She can't really, you know, as y'all know, she can't be here, but she's got some things to say still. So I'll try to turn it up, make sure y'all can hear. Look at me talking like I'm from Kentucky over
here. Yeah, no, the Southern's coming out.
Oh, great.
Okay, there you go.
Make sure y'all can.
I feel like love is when you put someone else's needs above your own. Like when you care more about someone than you do yourself, you know? It's one of those things where, like, well, this is a really dramatic example, but like a father sacrificing himself to save his son, you know? Or when you love someone, like, you'll let them have the last cookie or the last roll, you know? Like, you want them, you'll go watch the movie they want to see even though you don't want to see it, you know? It's wanting to make someone else happy even if it hurts yourself. And I think that's why a lot of times I didn't mind getting hurt by Corbett.
Yeah, some personal details there at the end.
I just want to say the Kentucky came out and heard you when she said you let him have the last roll.
Let him have the last roll. She did say that. I also like the fact that Miss Luce was like, someone dies for their son or also gets the last cookie.
Right.
It's a big one there.
Hey, we're covering the breadth of human experience tonight here on For Mooms and Loos.
Down in Kentucky, we care just about as much about our lives as we do our roles, let me tell you. We make them ourselves along with our butter and our horses. But no, but it, I mean, in the end, it's a good point. You care about, you hurt and you feel pain and you feel emotion for love and for the people that you care about and the people that you love.
Yeah.
And I feel like one thing that music does is create that emotion, like not just the love, because there are so many love songs out there, you guys.
It's true.
It's overwhelming. So many people have felt it. So many people have then written about it, told us all about it. And here we are, learning about it yet again.
It's true.
But it's also kind of changed a bit, I would say, into the pain that is love.
Yeah, what is it? You know I love Fleabag. Love isn't something that weak people do.
Ooh. that's a really good one. It really does rip you to shreds.
Something to sit on. Sure does.
Yeah, man. Whether or not it be, like, for your pet that gets, you know, somehow gets lost or something. Or for, you know, like, it also hurts to love someone, I think.
Yeah.
Or love something. You know, you don't have to just lose it to love it. You can also love it so much that it hurts.
Yeah. But like we were saying earlier, it's one of the best parts of life, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason people keep writing music about being in love.
Yeah, that's really true. My mom had two... I swear we'll shut up right after this.
We promise.
My mom had two great sayings when I was growing up. And it was, number one, was when I would do something really crazy. She would look at me and she would go, "Mila, are you on crack cocaine?" Just like that. And me as a two-year-old was like, "Mommy, I don't know what that is, but probably, I guess."
Here in Kentucky, you start young.
She was like, "Okay, girl, what's that white powder over there?" And then the second one was, she would say, "Little one, I love you so much it hurts." And I was like, "I don't know what that means, dude."
Those are two very interesting
very different ones.
Sayings for you to select this evening.
But I think they kind of feel the same thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of feel very similar. Because, yeah. You know, you do something really stupid, and you're like, "Dang, I just fell off the porch, and I hurt my knee real bad."
Mm-hmm.
And someone's like, "What are you doing? Are you being crazy?" But it's the same sort of uncontrolled. Like, "I love you so much, it hurts." Like, you're doing maybe you're jumping off the porch, looking all silly. "I love you so much, it hurts."
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing, you know?
It's so hard to watch people you love jumping off of porches.
Hey, man, there's a lot of porches to jump off of. There's not much else to do in Kentucky. What am I going to do?
No,
I'm
going to
go
true.
Color. I'm going to go color with chalk.
Color. Hey, I love chalk. I was a real chalk artist back in the day.
I don't know what people do here. What do they do here when they're kids?
I don't know.
A lot of my friends' parents who grew up in, like, the Massachusetts area have really helicopter parents. Like, my parents would be like, "Go outside, go run around," you know? And I lived in, like, I mean, not really the best area.
Yeah.
I mean, would just run around.
My parents were pretty short leash, but we were in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So.
City. So someone could snatch you real quick.
Well, no. I love Baltimore. Everyone should go to Baltimore. But, you know, I had a radius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom was always like, "I was told to come home when the streetlights turned on. I don't know why I would say any different to my kids." I was like, "I don't know, because it's been 40 years.
No, I've never been to Kentucky.
Good.
Mm,
yeah, we
okay.
have one good thing there, and it's a very handsome man named Jack Harlow.
I thought you were going to say yourself. That's smooth.
I'm not there anymore. I ran.
That's true. Okay, fair enough.
I'm good. Let me say this. I understand why people have big hair and pretty skin, and we wear lots of big fluffy clothes.
In Kentucky.
And Nobody here does that. I was just talking about this. Y'all wear your hair, like, pinned straight, and you wear these,
okay,
like,
well, I don't.
Big, like, baggy, like, streetwear clothes.
I do that.
Because you gotta blend in with your environment, right? Like, back home, everything's bright and big and puffy and beautiful. The hair is huge because of the humidity.
Mm-hmm.
The skin is all, like, moist because it's always warm out. Here, everything's dry and cold and, like, sort of lifeless.
You want to go back to the South so bad.
But it's also nice here because there's, you know, liberalism, which is
so true.
It's a great touch. No, Mitch McConnell is awesome, too. Shout out to Mitch.
Good old neighbor Mitch down the street in Kentucky.
No, actually, no, because he is my neighbor.
I know it.
Anyways. Hey, guys. I know lots of celebrities. Number one, Mitch McConnell.
Number two, Jack Harlow.
Number two, Jack Harlow.
Most attractive people in Kentucky. Number one, Mitch McConnell. Number two, Jack Harlow.
Stop it right now.
Joking, oh, my God.
No, if you looked at Jack Harlow in high school, y'all would... Mm-mm. That man was nothing. He was not much to look at.
He did go to our lovely Moons' high school, anyone's curious.
And he grew up nice. But it's okay. Anyways, we'll actually get back. We'll stop talking.
Yapping, if you will.
Yapping. We've actually gotten through 5 songs of our 16, and we are halfway through the show.
Oops.
All right, our next ones are all about kind of love, which is what we were trying to get into before I started talking about my mom and jumping off porches.
Love and pain, man. Love and pain.
Love and pain. So we have some Delaney Bailey. We have Jay's Lullaby, which is we'll probably cut off at about 2 minutes, just because we're out of time and it's a 5-minute song. We have a good Leif Ross song. I'm not going to tell you the name because I think you deserve to start hearing. hearing it.
Yeah.
We have something by Maren Morris, suggested by Bowie. Great, great song.
Good one.
We have something by Lana Del Rey, and we might cut that. But our next one, then we have some Billie Eilish, Noah Kahan, and Julia Jacqueline, a bunch of random stuff. You won't hear from us until the PSA, which actually we might as well just knock it out right
knock
now.
Knock it out? Why not?
We could. Do you guys want to hear the PSA right now? Make it. We'll do a quick one.
We'll do a quick one?
We'll do a quick one.
Okay, yeah,
She's not ready.
No, I'm not ready. Oh, no, I can be ready if you just stop.
We can play.
Okay.
We can do three more
songs.
I've
got a quick PSA.
Okay, okay. Go.
I'm bringing you tonight numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths.
Okay.
The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54.
Wow.
Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history? That's right, folks. It's zero.
Wow.
This is a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Oof. See, there's that liberalism. Almost a lesbianism.
That too.
There's that liberalism I'm talking about.
There's that liberalism.
But anyways, we're not condoning drugs, but we're just saying.
It's just a PSA.
No one's died from
it. I'm just reading what's on the page in front of me, man.
We're just reading the page. That's all we're doing. And now we're going to let you not die, but maybe want to.
This is the section I'm going to cry in, folks. Yeah, so buckle in.
This is the section I'm also going to cry in. We both sigh. All right, we're just going to play the music.
Get ready.
Okay, here we go, guys.
Darling, I'd wait for you even if you didn't ask me to. Tie a lasso around the moon and bring it on down to you. I'd bottle the feeling you give me, shelf that stuff for years to come. 'Cause baby, when your arms are around me, I'd swear that I'm holding the sun. I'd give you the sun if you asked me. You could ask the stars and the trees when dividing up the universe. You could have mine. You could have mine. Darling, I wish that you could give me some more time. To hurt the whole sky in my arms and release it when you're mine. I tell you, I just didn't have the words to say that I'd put the beach in your backyard in hopes to be enough for you to stay. I'd give you the sun if you asked me. You could ask. You could have mine.
I seem to be more honest, and I must admit you've been in quite a few. Halley's Comet comes around more than I do, but you're all it takes for me to break a promise. Silly me to fall in love with you. I haven't slept since Sunday. Midnight for me is 3 a.m. for you. But my sleepless nights are better with you than nights could ever be alone. Feeling nothing, now I'm hopeless. What a drag to love you like I do. Ooh. I've been loved before, but right now, moment, I feel more and more like I was made for you. For you.
Afraid of, but don't you cancel any plans, 'cause I won't let you get the chance to never make them. Stayed on the line with you the entire night till you let it out and let it in. Never tried it. Stayed on the line with you the entire night till you told me that you had to go. Don't wanna drive another mile wondering if you'll breathe.
breathing. Won't you stay, won't you stay, won't you stay with me? Medicate, meditate, save your soul for Jesus. There's a place I know where the redwoods blow, where the Colorado River feeds the sea. If you'd care to share it with me, there are wide blue skies in your cloudless eyes. And I think that California is what they see. Will you come to California with me? Oh, the sun grows warm in the blue California dawn, as it rises from the ocean like a burning tree. Will you come to California with me? And the moon glows pale as a great white whale, as we sail to Chattanooga on the Robert E. Lee. Will you come to California with me? Have you seen the Dow Jones or the Monument Valley stones? Oh, where they buried all the giants of the wounded knee. Will you come to California with me? All the presidents are smiling in a line in the hills behind the Hollywood sign, where it overlooks the Statue of Liberty. Will you come to California with me? If I stay here, I'll freeze. Will you come to California, please? Will you do me this one favor before you leave and come to California? You dream them still. Are they there in California? Wait and see, and come to California with me. And we'll cruise along Broadway in a Model T when you come to California with me. And
you come to California with me. I'll be brave and you'll be free. When you come to California with me.
If you couldn't hear from our voices, that last one, those last few were
they got me.
They definitely got me. But that's what this is for, right?
Right. Catharsis.
Yeah, catharsis. It's a good, great word. I think this is the end of my last official show, and I get to have this gorgeous, amazing guest on it, Miss Bowie.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
And I think, I mean, it's been a great semester, been a great year for Mooms and Moose. It's really nice to feel something with these last songs, and really experience everything. We have a couple more for you. We're hoping to get through them, but we'll see if we do. We have one more by Leith Ross and a Quinny song, and then our outro is a good old classic, but we'll hope to get to it. We'll see.
The Leith Ross, as always.
Yeah. The Leith Ross, actually, thanks to a freshman year friend I found it through. Thanks, Elle, for getting me hooked on it. I'd have to think about it. But for Quinny, if you haven't listened to Quinny, go listen to Quinny. Quinny's amazing. One of the most unique voices of any artist I've heard. And our last song, you all know it.
Yeah, a classic.
But I guess it'll probably be one of the last times we talk tonight. So I guess this probably is the last time we talk tonight.
Yeah. But how do you feel end of the show? For now.
Sad.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys will hear me over the summer. I'm living here, so there's no reason that you won't.
But really? Oh my gosh, where are you
where
living?
Would I be living? Actually, at your house.
Oh yeah, with me, it's true.
Yeah, our house. But I know where you live. Dun,
dun, dun. Scary, scary.
Super scary. All right, so for my normal outro, hello everyone. My last show, final show. I will miss everyone so much. I will miss doing this time so much. But I will have to say, if you're studying, go to sleep. Anything that you're doing, even if you have an exam tomorrow morning, crack of dawn, you can wake up and do it. You need sleep to function. You need to be able to be healthy and strong and smart. And sleep is important. So I'm not urging you to not listen to the next show. You definitely should if you're going to stay awake, but I urge you to consider to sleep, because I always do and I always will. Take care of yourself. And this is Mooms and Bowie signing out for the very last time, for this semester at least. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And to everyone out there listening, I say good night, Moon.
You. Did I know you? Strangers in the elevator.
slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a man, he came from my hometown.